me in.
Esto es lo que necesitamos.
This is where we need to be.
Es aquí donde debemos estar.
Hidden away.
Ocultos.
In Christ.
En Cristo.
In his bosom, in his very being.
En su pecho, en su propio ser.
Safe in him.
Seguros en él.
As the scripture and Brother Branham say.
Hay una escritura que el hermano Branham dice.
We're very flesh of his flesh.
Somos carne de su carne.
Bone of his bones.
Hueso de su hueso.
As the world gets darker, mientras its light becomes more precious day by day.
Mientras el mundo se oscurece más, su luz se torna más preciosa día por día.
Hide me, Lord.
Estamos nuevamente.
As we approach your throne of grace,
acercándonos a tu trono de gracia,
that we might find help in the day of trouble.
Encontraremos ayuda en el día de tribulación.
How we need you.
Cómo te necesitamos.
Everything from you.
Todo de ti.
Everything.
Todo.
That you have for your bride.
Que tienes para tu novia.
We want to receive.
Queremos recibir.
So if there's anything preventing that receiving,
y si hay algo que lo previene recibir,
we ask that you clean us out, Lord.
Pedimos que nos limpies,
Señor. Let nothing hinder.
Pero que nada se obstaculice.
Approach you now under the blood of your Son, Lord Jesus.
Nos acercamos ahora bajo la sangre de tu Hijo.
Would you speak to us?
Señor, ¿podrías hablarnos?
Cleanse us.
Límpianos.
Jesus said, "Now you're clean through the word that I've spoken."
Jesús dijo, "Ahora eres limpio por la palabra que he hablado."
So it's a cleansing word.
Es esa palabra limpiadora.
We need it in its completeness, Father.
La necesitamos que nos complete, Padre.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Thanks, you may be seated.
Gracias, puede tomar asiento.
Okay, faith of Abraham.
La fe de Abraham.
Yeah, we're here.
Estamos aquí.
Where we are.
Es aquí donde estamos.
We're here for a while.
Estamos aquí por una temporada.
So, let's wait on the Lord.
Así que esperemos en el Señor.
So, the amazing thing about the Spirit of God.
La cosa sorprendente del Espíritu de Dios.
Is the Word of God is always fresh.
Es que la palabra de Dios es siempre fresca.
Okay, because when the Spirit brings it to you.
Okay, porque cuando el Espíritu te la trae.
He can bring you something that you've read for decades.
Te puede traer algo que has leído por décadas.
But it becomes new manna.
Pero viene a ser maná nuevo.
And that's what we need every day.
Y eso es lo que necesitamos cada día.
Perfect faith.
Fe perfecta.
Okay, Now, I've mentioned many times.
La he mencionado muchas veces.
I'm going to read this right from the prophet.
Y lo tengo que leer esto del profeta.
Concerning perfect faith.
Con respecto a fe perfecta.
Now we're going to speak now upon faith.
Y ahora hablaremos acerca de fe.
A different type of faith.
Un tipo diferente de fe.
Okay. A different type.
Un tipo diferente.
How many times have we met that?
¿Cuántas veces lo hemos abordado?
Perfect faith.
Fe perfecta.
It's a great thing.
Es una cosa grandiosa.
Now, faith, we're told in the Bible, comes
ahora,
by hearing.
Ahora, fe fue dicho en la Biblia que viene por el oír.
Okay. Now, then he goes down.
Muy bien. Y
another
ahora,
sentence.
Va abajo en la próxima oración.
And he says, anything that the senses declare is no more faith.
Y él dice que cualquier cosa que declaren los sentidos no es más fe.
So faith has to be separated from any senses.
Entonces fe tiene que ser separada de cualquier sentido.
Okay. Then he goes on.
Continúa.
God and faith comes by hearing the word.
Ahora la palabra viene por el oír la palabra. La fe viene por oír la palabra.
You must believe this is God's word.
Debes de creer que esta es la palabra de Dios.
Now he's referring to something.
Ahora nos está refiriendo a algo.
Okay, now we looked at these pictures.
Ahora miramos estas fotos.
That is not God.
Ese no es Dios.
Neither is that.
Tampoco es.
There's a spiritual happening.
Es un acontecer espiritual.
That spiritual happening is God.
Es el acontecer
What's going
espiritual
on
es
is
Dios.
Absolutely God.
Lo
right?
que está pasando es absolutamente Dios.
You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
So we're not looking at flesh and blood.
No estamos viendo ni a carne ni sangre.
And he says, now you must come to believe.
Y él dice, ahora,
this is God's word.
Debes de venir a creer que esta es la obra de Dios, la palabra de Dios.
Abraham had to believe just what that voice told him.
Abraham tuvo que creer solo lo que esa voz le dijo.
Okay. Now we have the voice.
Ahora tenemos la voz.
Right?
Mm-hmm. ¿Verdad?
We have the voice.
Tenemos la voz.
Is he still speaking?
Y aún está hablando.
Do you know his voice?
¿Conoce su voz?
He had to believe everything that voice told him.
Tiene que creer todo lo que esa palabra le dijo.
Okay, and when he was 125 years later, he
Y cuando él era 125 años luego, él era aún más fuerte.
Everyone must be that way.
Cada quien debe ser de esa manera.
You must come with an unfailing faith.
Debe venir con una fe que no falla.
Believing that God made the promise.
Creyendo que Dios ha hecho la promesa.
But you, now listen to this, this
Ahora,
is interesting.
Escucha esto, es interesante.
You have to be in a position.
Tiene que estar en una posición.
To have that faith.
De tener esa fe.
Okay, now I thought, well, I have it by election.
Bueno, pensé, la tengo por elección.
Right or wrong.
Cierto o no.
But something, as he goes into this message,
Pero algo, mientras él va en ese mensaje,
will block that faith from operating in you.
Bloqueará esa fe de obrar en ti.
With me?
¿Está conmigo?
You have faith by election.
Tienes fe por elección.
But there's a possibility you have something that will not be operating.
Pero tienes una posibilidad que tienes algo que no estará
the
operando.
The way it should be. Okay, now let's go here to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Ahora vamos a 1 Corintios capítulo 3.
Okay, and it's God doing his works through man.
Y es Dios haciendo su obra por un hombre.
Well, let's just go there for a second.
Vamos allá por un segundo.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Verse 9.
Verso 9.
We are laborers together with God. Chapter 3.
Capítulo 3, verso 9. Porque nosotros somos colaboradores de Dios.
You are God's husbandry. You are God's building.
Y vosotros sois alabanza de Dios, edificio de Dios.
That's not a noun there, that's a verb. Same as 2 Corinthians 5.
Eso no es un pronombre, es un verbo. Segunda de Corintios 3.
God's building
5.
You up.
Dios te edificó.
Okay. Now we're going to 11. No other foundation can any man lay that is laid, which is Christ, is Jesus Christ.
Ahora vamos al 11. Porque nadie puede poner otro fundamento que el que está puesto, el cual es Jesucristo.
Now verse 12.
Ahora verso 12.
Okay. If any man build upon this foundation of gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. Okay. If any man build on those, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it.
Muy bien, y si sobre este fundamento alguno edificare oro, plata, piedras preciosas, madera, heno, hojarasca,
for it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work what sort of it is. Verse 13.
En el verso 13, lo cual también hablamos, no con palabras enseñadas por sabiduría humana, sino con las que enseña el Espíritu, acomodando lo espiritual a lo espiritual.
And if any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. Verse 13, 14.
Si permaneciere la obra de alguno que sobreedificó, recibirá recompensa.
Okay. Now, verse 15, read it out loud with me.
Verso 15.
And if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so by fire.
Si la obra de alguno se quemare, él sufrirá pérdida, si bien él mismo será salvo, aunque así como por fuego.
Okay, now that's a pretty ridiculous sight. Here's a man, he's saved.
Este es un vistazo muy ridículo. Aquí hay un hombre que es salvo.
But his work is burned.
Pero sus obras son quemadas.
Okay, so he's there in tattered ashes standing before God.
Y él aquí está completamente en cenizas, okay, parado ante Dios.
But he himself is saved.
Pero él fue salvo.
Now, Brother Branham is making a comment here.
Ahora el hermano Branham hace un comentario aquí.
That's the way everyone must be.
Ese es el camino que todos deben
ser. You must come with unfailing faith.
Deben de venir con una fe que no falle.
Okay. Believing that God made the promise.
Creyendo que Dios hizo la promesa.
But now you have to be in a position to have that faith.
Pero ahora debes estar en una posición que tienes esa fe.
Now listen to this statement.
Ahora,
he says that's what we're going to talk on.
Y es aquí donde estaremos hablando.
Is to receive that faith.
Es recibir esa fe.
So what is perfect faith message about? Putting ourselves in a position where we can have it and it is active and working in us.
Y que entonces es el mensaje de fe perfecta, llevarnos a una posición donde podemos tenerla y actuar en ella.
Okay.
Muy bien.
So we know,
sabemos,
again,
nuevamente,
faith of Abraham.
La fe de Abraham.
I want your faith built up.
Quiero que tu fe sea edificada.
That's the goal of all these sermons.
Ese es el objetivo de todos los sermones.
To take away every question that Satan can present to you.
Deshacerse de toda pregunta que Satanás puede presentarte.
So when he comes,
así cuando él viene,
and says you can't have it,
él dice no puedes tenerlo.
You can't go.
No puedes ir.
He says yes I can.
Y tú dices, él dice sí, sí puedo.
Okay, because God has cleansed me with His Word.
Porque Dios me ha limpiado con su palabra.
And burned out all questions that the devil has presented to me.
Y ha quemado toda pregunta que el diablo me ha presentado.
Okay, and He's positioned me to receive.
Y me ha posicionado para recibir.
And the Lord says, "Here I hand it to you. Here's perfect faith. Come on home."
Y el Señor dice, aquí esto te la estoy dando, okay. Fe perfecta. Viene.
So, on another angle of this, by election.
En otro ángulo de esto, por elección.
Okay, what we've been saying is you have that faith seed.
Lo que hemos estado diciendo es que tienes esa simiente fe.
Okay, so now what we're talking.
Ahora estamos hablando.
Father.
Es padre.
Fatherhood.
Paternidad.
What is the father?
¿Qué es el padre?
How is Abraham our father?
¿Cómo es que Abraham es nuestro
and he's
padre?
The father of what?
¿Y él es el padre de
our
qué?
Faith.
De nuestra
so
fe.
So something came down from him, spiritually speaking.
Entonces vino algo de él, hablando espiritualmente.
To you in this day.
A usted en este día.
That you have that is a part of you.
Que usted tiene que es parte de usted.
It's in your spiritual DNA.
Es en tu ADN espiritual.
But at this moment you may not be using it.
Pero en este momento quizás no lo esté utilizando.
It may not be operating in you.
Y quizás no esté operando en usted.
Okay. Come on.
Vamos.
The prophet had to be cleansed.
El profeta tuvo que ser limpiado.
Right or wrong?
¿Verdad o no?
Okay.
1937.
En 1937. The message,
knoweth it not. El mensaje, no lo sabe.
Okay. What did he say?
¿Qué él dijo?
He said, speaking of the trial,
él dijo, hablando de las pruebas,
losing his baby,
de perder a su bebé,
his wife,
su esposa,
losing his dad,
a su papá,
all together,
todos juntos.
He says, what was it doing?
Él dijo, ¿qué él estaba haciendo?
What was going on?
¿Qué estaba aconteciendo?
What was God teaching me?
¿Qué Dios me estaba
enseñando? He said, he was moving me to that inside man.
Me estaba moviéndome al hombre interior.
The rule of the soul.
El regidor del alma.
Not the rule of the human spirit.
No el regidor del espíritu humano.
And that's where people get mixed up in their faith.
Ya es ahí donde la gente queda confundida en la fe.
They have a spiritual anointing on that second realm.
Tienen una unción espiritual en el segundo dimensión.
And they say, I got great works of faith.
Y dice, tengo grandes obras de fe.
And it's deception.
Y es decepción.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Because it doesn't go down into the soul.
Porque no va abajo al alma.
So again,
ahora nuevamente,
what do you have?
¿Qué tienes?
You have a seed cast down, spiritually speaking.
Tienes una semilla que ha sido pasada hablando espiritualmente.
From Abraham.
De Abraham.
Through Jesus Christ.
A través de Jesucristo.
To you.
A ti.
And God looks down.
Y Dios mira abajo.
And he can see.
Y él puede ver.
Inside of you,
dentro tuyo. Ahí hay fe.
I identify by what's inside of you.
Me identifico con lo que está dentro tuyo.
Oh, look.
Pero mira.
Adoption.
Adopción.
Let's try you.
Vamos a probarte.
Let's put pain in your body.
Vamos a poner dolor en tu cuerpo.
Let's make you sick.
Hagámoste que te enfermes.
Let's put people against you.
Vamos a poner a la gente contra
Let's
tuyo.
Put everybody against you.
Vamos a poner a todo mundo contra tuyo.
Okay,
muy
what's
bien.
Your response?
¿Y cuál es tu respuesta?
Though you slay me, I'm still going to trust you and praise you.
Aunque me esclavices, todavía confiaré en ti.
Okay, and I count God's word.
Y confío en la palabra de Dios.
What does my pain have to do with God's word?
¿Qué tiene que ver mi dolor con la palabra de Dios?
Does my pain that I'm feeling,
¿acaso el dolor
emotionally,
que estoy sintiendo emocionalmente
mentally,
y mentalmente,
physically,
físicamente,
alter the word of God?
¿Es más que la palabra
has
de Dios?
Nothing to do with
no
it.
Tiene nada que ver.
He calls those things that are as though they are not.
Él llama esas cosas que no son como si fuesen.
We call those things that are not as though they are.
Llama esas cosas que no son como si fuesen.
Okay. You with me?
Esas cosas
so,
que son como si no son.
Here we are.
Y aquí estamos.
It's very important.
Y es muy importante.
That you know where your faith is.
Que sepas dónde tu fe está.
Where it came from.
De dónde vino.
What you have.
Qué tienes.
What's inside of you.
Qué hay dentro tuyo.
And then you each have to ask the question.
Y cada uno tiene que preguntarse.
Is there? Is it working?
Está ahí operando. ¿Está operando?
Is it being what God meant it to be?
¿Está haciendo lo que Dios pensó que
Because
fuese?
The message perfect faith
Porque el mensaje fue perfecto.
Says,
dice,
you have to be in a position to receive it.
Tienes que estar en una posición para recibir.
He says, that's what we're talking about
y dice, es de lo que estamos hablando hoy.
So, these are days of trial.
Estos son días de prueba.
Remember how many times Brother Branham sang that song?
¿Recuerda cuántas
the day
veces?
Of redemption is near.
El hermano Branham cantó esa canción, la redención está próxima. Cerca.
What's the next phrase?
¿Qué es la próxima frase?
What are they? Say it again. Men's hearts are what?
¿Qué es lo okay. siguiente? El corazón de los hombres está fallando de temor.
Do you think that's by accident?
¿Cree usted que eso es por accidente?
Do you think we're going to be entering into the place?
¿Cree que estaremos entrando
Physically
en el lugar
speaking?
Que él estaba hablando?
In this world?
En este mundo.
You know, look.
¿Sabe? Mire.
Look at the plagues.
Mira las plagas.
On the earth. I didn't think we'd be here. We're here.
Todo está aquí. Estamos aquí.
I didn't think I'd be seeing the things I'm seeing.
No pensé que yo estaría viendo las cosas que estoy viendo.
And my heart cries out every day.
Y mi corazón está clamando cada día.
Why are we still here?
¿Por qué todavía estamos aquí?
But he won't let me go of my faith.
Pero él me está yendo a ir por fe.
I'm holding you.
Te estoy reteniendo.
It's all right.
Esto estará bien.
I gave you my faith.
Te di mi fe.
It's working.
Está obrando.
Everything is working according to plan.
Todo está obrando de acuerdo
Don't
al plan.
Don't worry.
No te preocupes.
Don't fear.
No temas.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Confía en el Señor con todo tu corazón.
And here's the challenge.
Y aquí está el reto.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Lean not on what?
Your own understanding.
Okay. Now, no. How many times does your own understanding get up during the day and say, lean on this?
No descanses en tu propio entendimiento. ¿Cuántas veces ustedes han dicho, descansaré en mi propio entendimiento?
So there, right there,
y ahí, justo ahí,
is the cleansing of the word that has to take place.
La limpieza de la palabra que debe tomar lugar.
Okay. Now,
ahora,
I have tried to approach Romans chapter 4.
De ir a Romanos 4.
And we've approached it, but
y lo hemos abordado, pero
never much and never satisfactorily, so I'm going to spend this morning
nunca tanto y nunca tan satisfactoriamente
on Romans chapter 4.
Así que lo abordaremos
because
mañana.
It has everything to do with the faith of Abraham.
Si algo tiene que ver con la fe de Abraham.
It has everything to do with that faith.
Tiene algo que ver
coming
con
to operate on you.
Que necesita operar en
okay.
ti.
So there's some important things here. I'll be honest with you.
Ciertas cosas que seré honesto contigo.
Okay, those of us, well, the King James can get wordy, can't it?
Bueno, el King James puede ponerse muy palabrero, de muchas palabras.
So the way Paul thought and wrote.
La manera en como Pablo pensó y escribió.
Is not necessarily the way we would think and write today.
No es necesariamente right? como creemos de que él escribió hoy.
Because there, well. All right, here's a good example.
Muy bien,
I've never waded through this one in Hebrews 6. Turn there real quick. You know, this can...
Vamos a Hebreos 6.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Hebrews 16. Okay. For men verily swear by the greater an oath, for confirmation is to them an end of all strife.
Porque los hombres ciertamente juran por uno mayor que ellos, y para ellos el fin de todo controversia es su juramento para confirmación.
There's a debate going on here.
Hay un debate que está aconteciendo.
Someone's arguing their point.
Alguien está discutiendo su punto.
But the one with the supreme authority speaks, that's the end of it, right?
Con alguien de suprema autoridad que habla, ese es él.
So wherefore, God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it with an oath.
Por lo cual, queriendo Dios mostrar más abundantemente a los herederos de la promesa la inmutabilidad de su consejo, interpuso juramento.
Okay, now,
bien.
I have a Greek marginal note there. What does it say in yours?
Tengo una nota confirm. Griega marginal aquí.
Impose.
Huh?
Impose himself.
Yeah. Yeah, interpose is what mine says, interposed himself. What
se
in the world is that?
A sí mismo. ¿Qué quiere decir eso?
So, now, Marianne's going to explain that to us.
Ahora, Marianne nos explicará.
Oh, Josh. I'm sorry, Josh.
Oh, Josh. Lo siento, Josh.
Okay. He interposed himself with an oath. Now, we totally understand
él se interpuso
it that way.
A sí mismo con un juramento.
Okay, look at verse 18. By two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation... Who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope that is set before us. Now, I'll give $10 for somebody to get up and explain that to me.
El 18,
right now.
Para que por dos cosas inmutables en las cuales es imposible que Dios mienta, tengamos fortísimo consuelo los que hemos acudido yeah. para asirnos de la esperanza puesta delante de nosotros.
By two immutable things. What two immutable things?
Dos cosas inmutables. ¿Qué dos cosas inmutables?
God, where does it say that? God does not change.
Que Dios no cambia y no miente, ¿qué quiere decir eso?
But it doesn't say that right there.
Pero eso no lo dice ahí justo ahí, ¿verdad?
Okay.
Muy bien.
By two mutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge.
Por dos cosas inmutables en las cuales es imposible que Dios mienta, tengamos fortísimo consuelo.
To lay hold on the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor to the soul. You know, I can't wait. Would you explain that, Brother Paul?
Lo cual tenemos como seguro y firme el ancla del alma.
I sort of get it, a little
hermano?
Bit.
Pablo?
Sort of. Sometimes. Okay. So now, there's King James and there's...
Ahí está King James.
So let's approach Romans 4 now.
Y ahora abordemos Romano 4.
Because there's some of that in here.
Si hay algo de eso aquí.
All right, Romans 4.
Romanos 4.
I know we've been through some of these verses, but we're going to take it verse 1.
Tomaremos verso 1.
Okay. Bien. Verse 1.
Verso 1.
What shall we say then that Abraham our father as pertaining to the flesh hath found?
¿Qué pues diremos que halló Abraham nuestro padre según la carne?
Now.
Bien.
I've read this.
He leído esto.
How many times have you read this?
¿Cuántas veces lo has leído?
So notice the Apostle Paul begins with a question.
Y nota que el apóstol Pablo viene con una pregunta.
Last night. Oh yeah, there's a question there.
Sí, hay una pregunta ahí.
What was this question?
En el verso 9, ¿cuál es su pregunta?
Well, the question was,
la pregunta fue,
what did Abraham, our father, by lineage, find?
¿Qué Abraham, nuestro padre, por linaje, encontró?
Okay, in other words, maybe it's this.
En otras palabras, él dijo esto.
What did he learn by walking with God?
¿Qué aprendió al caminar con Dios?
Now, this is interesting.
Y esto es interesante.
Because we've compared Abraham, father of our faith, asking the question, why isn't Enoch the father of our faith?
Porque hemos comparado a Abraham, el padre de la fe. ¿Por qué no es Enoch el padre de la fe?
Find one scripture or one quote.
Encuentra alguna escritura o cita.
Says Abraham walked with God.
Que diga que Abraham caminó con Dios.
Well, he did.
Bueno, él lo hizo.
Yeah, but it never says that.
Pero nunca
says
lo
he walked
dice.
By faith.
Él dice que él caminó por
every
fe.
Time.
Todo el tiempo.
But Enoch, it says Enoch walked with
Pero,
God.
Enoch.
Enoch walked with God.
Caminó con Dios.
Okay, what's the difference?
¿Cuál es la diferencia?
One man walked with God, one man walked by faith.
Un hombre caminó con Dios, el otro caminó por fe.
Well, did God appear to Abraham?
Bueno, ¿acaso Dios ha aparecido a Abraham?
Why is the point made he's walking by faith?
¿Cuál es el punto entonces de
Why
caminar por fe?
Why is the point made with Enoch that he walked with God?
¿Cuál es el punto de que no caminó con Dios?
Okay, because Bien. This part of walking in faith is something we need to know for us today.
Porque es parte de caminar con fe, algo que debemos saber.
Okay.
Bien.
Again.
Nuevamente.
Enoch walked with God.
Enoch caminó con Dios.
And because there was something there.
Y porque hasta que hubo algo
ahí. In that walking with God.
En esa caminata con Dios.
There was a perfectly clear communication.
Hay una perfecta comunicación.
Fellowship.
Clara. Compañerismo.
Sort of like Adamic Adam.
Algo así como con Adam.
And he never missed it once for 500 years.
Y nunca
never
le falló por 500 años, nunca.
Okay.
Bien.
Abraham was different.
Abraham era distinto.
He was like me and you, just an average Joe.
Como usted y yo, un Joel, una persona común.
So, in his walk,
en su caminata,
he walked with God.
Caminó con Dios.
What did God teach him?
¿Qué Dios le enseñó?
Here's verse 1.
Aquí está el verso 1.
What did he learn from God?
¿Qué aprendió Dios caminando con él?
So he was in a different place than Enoch was.
Estaba en un lugar distinto de Enoch.
But our association
pero nuestra asociación
is with the faith of Abraham.
Es con la fe de Abraham.
Now the reference
Ahora, la referencia
is speaking of fleshly lineage.
Hablando de linaje carnal.
This is very interesting.
Esto es muy interesante.
He's not speaking spiritual here, he's speaking carnal.
No está hablando espiritualmente, sino carnal.
Is a fleshly lineage.
Es la, el linaje carnal.
And a fleshly walk.
Y la caminata carnal.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Now, there's a few of these verses I'm going to give you the Weiss translation.
Ahora te haré algunas traducciones de Weiss en
as Wheat translates this.
Así traduce.
What then shall we say that Abraham our forefather hath found with reference to the flesh?
¿Qué diremos entonces que encontró nuestro antepasado Abraham con referencia a la carne?
Interesting.
Interesante.
Because flesh
Porque carne
is the way this opens up.
La manera es como esto se abre.
But this is a transition.
Pero esta es la transición.
Okay.
Bien.
Now it's very important.
Es muy importante.
Because this sets the spiritual tone for the whole chapter.
Porque esto establece el tono espiritual para todo el capítulo.
Okay, bringing a necessary separation.
Okay, trayendo una separación necesaria.
Okay, a necessary separation.
Una separación necesaria.
Between the two associations
entre
with God.
Las dos asociaciones
There you
con
go,
Dios.
Russ.
Ahí está, with Russ. It.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Charismatics.
Carismáticos.
Two associations with God.
Dos asociaciones con Dios.
One is Israel, one is according to the flesh.
Una es Israel, de acuerdo a la carne.
But now the true Israel,
Ahora, el verdadero Israel
is according to faith or according to revelation.
Según la fe o de acuerdo a la revelación.
Now,
Ahora,
listen, here we're reminded that our works,
aquí nos recuerda que nuestras obras,
okay, which our minds tend to hold to,
a la que nuestra mente tiende a aferrarse,
you tell me,
usted dígame,
that was pretty good today.
Es que, ¿cómo, eso estuvo muy bueno hoy.
You like that, don't you?
¿Te gustó eso, no es así?
Pretty soon you feel more. I feel pretty good, God.
Más de repente
and you would
te
never
sientes,
say, God, you owe me something.
Y dices, Dios, me debes algo.
But tell me you don't expect more.
Pero dime que no esperas más.
Right or wrong?
¿Cierto o no?
Okay. So here we were reminded that our works, which our minds tend to hold to.
Que nuestra mente. Estamos. Somos recordados que nuestras obras tienden a
that we may,
que quizás
consciously or unconsciously,
consciente o inconscientemente
present to God,
presentar a Dios
so that we may expect to be accepted,
para que podamos esperar ser aceptados.
Okay.
Bien.
That we are expect to be accepted of God, they're not accepted.
Que podamos esperar ser aceptados por Dios, no son aceptadas. ¿Cómo es eso?
That's a mouthful. I think I lost you. I'll try
eso
again.
Es bastante. Creo que les perdí.
Here we are reminded that our works.
Aquí estamos recordados que nuestras obras.
That we may que, present to God so that we may be accepted.
Para que
may be expect to be accepted of God or not expected. Accepted.
Para que podamos esperar ser aceptados por Dios, no
You'll
sean aceptadas.
Did you get it? You'll get it.
¿Entendió?
Just hold on to it a little bit. Okay.
Lo captarás, espera un momento.
Okay. They're not accepted, but works.
No son aceptadas, pero las obras.
Now, here's the important thing.
Y aquí está la cosa importante.
I can't present my works to God.
No puedo presentar mis obras a Dios.
Anything. But we do. It's unconscious.
Pero lo hacemos inconscientemente.
Okay. But works
pero obras
of God
de Dios
through you as his yielded vessel
a través de usted como su vaso entregado
after you have been justified by your faith
después de haber sido justificado por su fe
are expected by God.
Se esperan de Dios.
You see the separation?
¿Ve la separación?
Okay.
Muy bien.
What did Hebrews 4:10 say?
¿Qué Hebreos 4:10 dice?
We have ceased from our own works.
Hemos cesado de nuestras propias obras.
And you can't enter rest until you cease from your own works.
Y no puedes entrar al descanso cuando si no paras de tus propias obras.
But you know many scriptures.
Pero sabes muchas escrituras.
One of them being Ephesians 2:10.
Como en Efesios 2:10.
We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Fuimos creados en Cristo Jesús para buenas obras.
So what is this all about?
¿Qué es esto al respecto?
I can't present my works to God and say, now justify me, now accept me.
No puedo presentarme ante Dios
con
todas mis
right.
Justifícame y acéptame.
But after he has filled you.
Pero luego de que él te ha llenado.
Okay.
Muy bien.
And justified you.
Y justificado.
Then it's not you in your own works, it's him in you.
No es entonces tú en tus propias obras, sino él en
then
ti.
Then he comes to you.
Entonces él viene a ti.
And he says.
Y dice.
Jesse, I know your works.
Jesse, conozco tus obras.
David, I know your works.
David, conozco tus obras.
So he's going to say.
Eso
so he says
dirá.
Every church age.
Le dirá con todas las edades okay. De la iglesia.
Nevertheless, I got some things against you. Okay. Nevertheless, I have some things against you.
Aunque aún tengo algunas cosas contra ti.
Okay. So there's this thing that must be separated.
Aquí hay estas cosas que deben de ser separadas.
And he's starting here in verse 1 saying we're going to separate some
y él está empezando a oír cosas en el verso 1 que debemos separar.
Okay. Let's go to verse 2.
Vamos al verso 2.
For if Abraham were justified by works, he has something to glory about, but he can't bring that glory not before God.
Porque si Abraham fue justificado por las obras, tiene de qué gloriarse, pero no para con Dios.
Okay. So the question.
La pregunta.
From verse 1.
Del verso 1.
What did he learn?
¿Qué él aprendió?
Okay. What did he find?
Muy bien, ¿qué
walking
encontró? Caminando con
he
Dios.
He found that God would not justify him for his works.
Él encontró de que Dios no lo justificaría por sus obras.
He learned that God would not accept his self-worth.
Él aprendió de que Dios no lo aceptaría él
self-satisfaction,
con su propia satisfacción.
He got in the humanness of his obedient response to God's call.
Él entró en su obediencia humana al llamado de Dios.
Your mind,
tu mente,
with your obedience,
con tu obediencia,
has tricks on you,
que te hace jugarretas.
I'm obedient, now accept me.
Soy obediente, ahora acéptame.
Now I expect something from you.
Ahora espero algo de
okay.
Ti. Muy bien.
So, he okay. Learned that God would not accept his self-worth.
Que aprendió que Dios no aceptaría su autoestima o su autosatisfacción.
He got in his humanness, his obedience, obedient response to God's call.
Que obtuvo en su humanidad por su respuesta obediente al llamado de Dios.
Now he might have thought.
Ahora, él pudo haber pensado.
Previously.
Como dije anteriormente.
Okay. He might have thought that.
Pudo haber pensado que.
Okay. Hey, look. I sacrificed family.
Muy bien. Hey, mira. Sacrifiqué a mi familia.
I sacrificed home.
Sacrifiqué mi hogar.
I sacrificed everything and left and followed you, God.
Sacrifiqué todo y okay. Lo dejé y te seguí, Dios. Muy bien.
expecting
esperando
God to justify him for that.
Que Dios lo justificara por eso.
But what did Abraham find according to the flesh? He found that that alone did not make him right with God.
Pero ¿qué encontró Abraham de acuerdo a la carne? De que eso no lo encontró justo ante
okay.
Dios.
So Weiss translation in this verse again.
Entonces la traducción Weiss nuevamente.
For assuming that Abraham was justified out of a source of works, he had a ground for boasting, but not when facing God.
Por asumir que Abraham fue justificado por una fuente de obras, tiene motivos para jactarse, pero no cuando se enfrenta a Dios.
Wow.
Ahora.
Something happened to me last night.
Algo me pasó a mí la anoche.
Luke 17.
En Lucas 17.
The apostles.
Los apóstoles.
Lord, would you increase our faith?
Señor, ¿podrías aumentarnos la fe?
Finally, it's becoming clear to me.
Finalmente está viniendo a ser clara para mí.
Oh, well, let me tell you.
Bueno, déjame
decirte. A servant goes out.
Un sirviente va.
And he does his work.
Y hace su obra.
Because he's a servant.
¿Por qué? Él es un
and
sirviente.
And he plows the field. Pulls the weeds.
Y aplana el campo y jala, quita
shovels
las,
the gravel.
La hierba y apalea el suelo.
And he comes in at the end of the day.
Y viene al final del día.
And he makes supper for his master.
Y hace cena para su maestro.
And he says, man, look at all this.
Oh, y dice,
I
hombre, mira todo
outside,
esto.
Now I come work hard inside.
Traje duro afuera, ahora vengo
and
a trabajar duro
do
afuera
anything,
y dentro.
And I've done everything.
Y he hecho todo.
And you're sitting down,
y estás sentado,
and I'm serving you.
Y te estoy sirviendo.
I deserve at least an attaboy.
Necesito
come on.
Menos.
Right? And he says, no, you don't.
Un premio. Oh, bueno, y él dice, no.
Now look
no.
At this, what he's saying in Abraham.
¿Y qué dice él, Abraham?
Abraham, you could boast. Yeah, go ahead.
Abraham, puedes jactarte, vamos.
Yeah,
adelante.
You left your family. That
sí.
Was a big deal.
Dejaste tu familia, es un
you
gran
obeyed
asunto.
Me.
Una gran cosa.
That was a big deal.
Me obedeciste.
You left your everything that you was familiar. That's a big deal.
Todo esto familiar es un gran. Dejaste tu familiar es un gran asunto.
Okay, isn't that a big deal, Lord?
Es una gran cosa para ti.
And he would look at you and say, nope.
Y él te voltea a ver y te dice, no.
That's no big deal.
No es una gran cosa.
You did what I expected you to do.
Él esperó que tú lo hicieras.
Tell me we don't have to deal with our humanness.
Yeah, that's right.
Dígame que no debemos, no debemos tratar okay. Con nuestra humanidad.
Yeah. So,
entonces,
none of his works, nothing that he could bring to God of himself.
Period. Nada de esto, bro, nada de lo que podía traer.
Nothing
de Dios
in
así.
My hands
de sí mismo.
I bring, simply to thy cross no, I clean. And I'm going to tell you something.
Ahora te diré algo.
When you're bad,
cuando eres
that
malo,
verse is really wonderful.
Ese verso es muy hermoso.
But when you're good,
pero cuando
you don't
eres
like
bueno,
it so much.
Ellos no te
right?
Gustan mucho, ¿verdad?
You only like it when you've been bad.
Solo te gusta cuando estás
when you
mal.
Know how undeserving you are.
Y no sabes cuán inmerecedor eres.
Then the question is, what did justify Abraham?
La pregunta es, ¿qué justificó
what
Abraham?
Made him right? In the sight of God?
¿Qué lo hizo justo en los ojos
the answer
de Dios?
Is in the following verse 3.
La respuesta es en el siguiente verso 3.
For what 3. Saith the scripture?
¿Qué dice la escritura?
Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness.
Creyó Abraham a Dios y le fue contado por justicia.
Okay, go to verse 4.
Ve al 4.
Now, here,
ahora,
in verse 4,
en el 4,
we're looking at the mind of man.
Vemos a la mente del hombre.
So here's where he's changing focus. He was looking at fleshly things of Abraham.
Está
now he's
cambiando
looking,
enfoque.
This is what happens in the mind of man.
Estaba viendo las cosas carnales de Abraham. Ahora esto pasa en la mente del hombre.
Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace but of debt.
Pero al que obra no se le cuenta el salario como gracia sino como deuda.
Okay. So what does man think?
Entonces, ¿qué piensa el hombre?
To the man that brings his work before God expecting to be justified, thinking that God owes him something, this man with this mindset finds sore disappointment when God says, I don't owe you anything.
El hombre que presenta su obra ante Dios esperando ser justificado, pensar que Dios le debe algo.
Yeah.
Este mando que en esta mentalidad se encuentra una gran decepción.
So God does not owe any man for anything.
Dios no le debe a ningún hombre nada.
Now there's a Weiss translation here that has some very important things.
La Weiss traducción dice algunas cosas importantes.
Now, for the one who works with a definite result in view.
Ahora bien, para el que trabaja con un resultado definido a la vista.
Did you hear that?
¿Escuchó eso?
For the one who works with a definite result in view.
Para el que trabaja con un definido resultado en la vista.
Yeah. I'm going to do this wonderful thing, but now God bless me. I'm going to do this wonderful thing. And you would never say it in a million words, but the inside of you and the unconscious part of you say, well, you owe me something.
Oh, haré esta cosa, pero no diré, Señor, okay, que tú me debes algo, aunque lo digas inconscientemente.
So, but in the, see, there's a battle going on here.
Hay una batalla que está pasando aquí.
And there's a really, God is exposing the human mind and he's saying, the human spirit, and he's saying,
y Dios
get you in trouble every time.
Exponiendo la mente humana, el espíritu humano dirá,
so
sal de aquí, estás en problema.
Basic in the faith of Abraham,
si hay algo básico en la fe de Abraham,
are you getting the picture now? This is a problem.
Está obteniendo el cuadro, hay un problema.
And it's a problem that has to be faced.
Hay un problema que debe ser confrontado.
And is faced
en su fe.
By God, but sometimes we're too dull to get it, so we don't face it.
Mi Dios, right? Algunas veces ahora
estamos
estamos muy aturdidos y no somos okay buenos para confrontarlos.
All right. Now, I'm going to read it again. For the one who works with a definite result in view, the remuneration, that's the payment, is not put down to his account as an undeserved gratuitous gift. That's not good. That's really good.
Okay, lo leeré de nuevo. Para que él trabaja con un resultado definido a la vista, la remuneración no se deposita en su cuenta como un regalo inmerecido y gratuito, sino como una deuda legalmente contraída. Muy
but,
bueno.
But the remuneration is put down as a legally contracted debt.
Pero la remuneración.
He's got that really good there, doesn't he, Weiss? Yeah.
Es dada como una deuda legalmente contraída.
So again, here's the cry of our hearts.
Aquí nuevamente
Lord,
está el clamor de nuestros corazones, Señor, aumenta nuestra fe.
Now, verse 5.
Verso 5.
Okay, this verse is disclosing any legalism in us, I guarantee you that.
Este versículo está revelando cualquier legalismo en nosotros.
Verse 5, for but to him that works not, but justifies on him that justifies the ungodly. His faith is counted for righteousness.
Mas el que no obra, sino cree en aquel que es justifica al impío, su fe le es contada por justicia.
Does that go against your grain?
¿Acaso eso va contra tuyo, Greg?
Think of one church services.
Piensa de un servicio de iglesia.
The ungodly comes and he comes and they just got it. Oh, come on, God accepts you.
Entonces,
because something happens in that ungodly person and he cries out to God, but we'd say, come on.
El impío
no,
viene
this is true.
Y dice, bueno, Dios te acepta.
Show fruits of repentance.
Bueno, a ver si es cierto, muestra frutos de arrepentimiento.
So how, where does this verse fit and how does it fit and how do I recognize that verse?
¿Cómo es este verso 5 y cómo lo reconozco?
So do that again. Stand up and do that, Derek.
Sí, ponte de pie y hazlo de nuevo.
That was pretty good.
Eso fue muy bueno.
They're both true.
Ambos son verdad.
But this is true, and this is a place that we have to deal with that sometimes you're not going to like.
Y este es un lugar
in
donde
some places, people are not going to, it's going to expose legalism inside of you.
Algunas
I don't
veces
like
no te gustará y expondrá legalismo dentro tuyo.
Okay. So, that is so important because
eso es muy importante porque
the only faith that God accounts to us for righteousness is the faith that God can and does justify the ungodly. That's the only faith that he's going to.
La única fe que Dios nos considera justicia es la fe en que Dios puede justificar y justificar los impíos. Es la única.
Listen. Look at verse 5. Read it out loud with me.
Escuche.
But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the his faith is counted to righteousness. Is your faith counted to righteousness?
Mas al que no obra, sino cree en aquel que la justifica al impío, su fe le es contada por justicia.
Well, I know. Then where's my faith and how does God account my faith? Because I have to put myself in the position with me and with you and with everybody else. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I'm sorry.
Me. Okay.
It's a puzzle for me too now.
It is a puzzle. Okay, but God's putting some puzzle pieces together.
Dios está poniendo algunas piezas del rompecabezas juntos.
Let me read this again.
Déjeme leerlo nuevamente.
The only faith.
La única fe.
That God accounts to us as righteousness.
Que Dios nos considera como justicia.
Is the faith that God can and does justify the ungodly.
Es la fe en que Dios puede justificar al impío.
Without any work of his own.
Sin ninguna obra propia.
If you have that kind of faith.
Si tienes ese tipo de fe.
If you don't, you say, no, I'm going to expect something before I accept it.
No, esperaré algo antes de aceptarla.
Then your faith may not be counted for righteousness.
Entonces tu fe no viene a ser contada justicia.
Come on, because there's a huge separation going on here.
Porque hay una gran separación pasando aquí.
In this chapter,
en este capítulo,
we will see what is the true faith.
Veremos cuál es la fe verdadera.
And only the bride has that true faith.
Y solo la novia tiene esa fe verdadera.
This rules out all denominational faith.
Que gobierna sobre... Que saca toda la fe denominacional.
That's why I say this faith.
Por eso digo esta fe.
This chapter.
Este capítulo.
Is for the bride.
Es para la novia.
Only.
Solamente.
Because.
Porque.
Only the bride.
Solo la novia.
Can say.
Puede decir.
God does not impute our sin to us.
Dios no nos imputa nuestro pecado.
Right or wrong.
¿Cierto o no?
And this is the faith that God imputes. No sin. Says I'm not going to impute your sin because you have this thing.
Que Dios no imputa pecado.
Right?
¿Verdad? Esta es la fe.
Excuse me.
Lord, increase our faith.
Porque tienes esta fe.
Yeah. So here, Señor, I accepted Jesus as my personal savior.
Señor, aquí toma a Jesucristo como mi personal salvador.
Okay. Now, what did Brother Branham? Here's a man.
Aquí está un hombre. ¿Qué es el hermano Branham?
I'm not worthy. I can't come.
No soy digno. No puedo entrar.
Okay. I have a cigarette problem.
Tengo un problema de cigarrillo.
What did Brother Branham do?
¿Qué hizo el hermano Branham?
Bought him a case of cigarettes.
Le compró una cajetilla de cigarros.
A carton, right?
Sí.
Un cartón.
Did he or did he not?
Yes.
¿Lo hizo o no?
On the other hand,
del otro lado,
here's a girl mocking Brother Branham.
Burlándose del hermano Branham.
Smoked a cigarette.
Fumó el cigarro.
And she died.
Y se murió.
Craving cigarettes of lung cancer.
Deseando los cigarrillos de cáncer de pulmón.
Do you see how many things there are that we need only the Holy Spirit to balance out in our lives?
¿Ves cuántas cosas hay donde necesitamos el Espíritu Santo que balancee nuestra vida?
So, listen, verse 5 is important, brothers.
Ahora, escuche el verso 5.
The only faith that God accounts to us as righteousness is the faith that God can and does justify the ungodly without any work of his own.
La única fe que Dios nos considera justicia es la fe que Dios puede justificar y justifica a los impíos sin ninguna obra propia.
So here again,
aquí nuevamente,
Wyss uses these unique words.
Wyss usa estas palabras únicas.
Work with a definite result in view.
Obra.
Las obras con un resultado definitivo a la vista.
So we have to have cleansing.
Debemos tener limpieza.
Am I going to work with a result in view? Unconsciously?
Oh.
Yes, consciously, I don't think.
¿Obraré con los resultados a la vista, consciente e inconscientemente?
But it's there.
Pero está ahí.
Depends what goal you have.
That's what it says, with a definite result in view.
Eso es lo que dice, con el resultado definitivo a la vista.
So you can't have this faith with a definite result in view.
No puedes tener esta fe sin el resultado definitivo a la vista.
Okay, now.
Ahora,
again,
nuevamente.
But in the case of one who does not work with a definite result in view, but who places his trust upon the one who justifies the person who is destitute.
Pero en el caso del que no trabaja con el resultado a la vista, porque no pone su confianza, porque pone su confianza en aquel que justifica.
There is put to his account his faith, resulting in righteousness.
Se le cuenta a Dios su fe como resultado de justicia.
Now we got this far. And we know that he's divining something and he's defining something that he's going to expand on that's critical for us in the message.
Estamos aquí él está definiendo algo que es muy crítico en el mensaje.
There's only one faith.
Hay una sola fe.
That you are justified by.
Por la cual eres justificado.
And the whole world says, I got faith, I'm justified.
Y todo el mundo dice, tengo fe, estoy justificado.
But they don't look at the faith that he's talking about.
Pero no vea la fe que él está hablando.
Okay, and they don't realize what God is saying about that faith.
Y ellos no se dan cuenta de lo que Dios está haciendo esa fe.
The only faith that God justifies.
La única fe que Dios justifica.
So go to verse 6
through 8. Vaya al verso 6. hasta el 8.
Even as David also describes the, he describes, what is he describing?
Como también David habla, ¿qué describe?
The blessed of the man, what? Which man?
La bienaventuranza del hombre, ¿cuál hombre?
Under whom God imputeth righteousness without works.
A quien Dios atribuye justicia sin obras.
So if you are that man,
si tú eres ese hombre,
that say I'm God's going to impute righteousness without works,
entonces Dios me imputará obra, justicia sin obras.
Then he says,
entonces él dice,
verse 7,
en el 7,
blessed are they whose sins, whose iniquities are forgiven.
Bienaventurados aquellos cuyas iniquidades son perdonadas.
Whose sins are covered.
Cuyos pecados son cubiertos.
Blessed is the man.
Bienaventurado el varón.
To whom.
A quien.
The Lord will not impute sin.
El Señor no inculpa pecado.
Okay. Now this verse, these verses are critical.
Estos versos son críticos.
For it is definitive to us to follow the revelation of Jesus Christ in this hour.
Porque es definitivo para nosotros seguir la revelación de Jesucristo en esta hora.
It shows what really is the true justifying faith.
Muestra cuál es realmente la fe justificadora.
The only true justifying faith.
La única verdadera justificadora.
Is the faith.
Es la fe.
That the judge of all heavens and earth.
Que el juez de todos cielos y tierra.
Declares to the holder.
Declara al retenedor.
The possessor of that blessed faith.
De esa fe bendita.
I will not impute sin to you.
No te imputaré pecado.
Now listen.
Escuche.
At this point.
A este punto.
He doesn't say.
Él no dice.
You haven't sinned.
No has pecado.
That's afterwards.
Es después.
Brother Branham comes with the revelation.
El hermano Branham viene con la revelación.
I am totally justified.
Y totalmente justificado.
I never did it in the first place.
Nunca lo hice en el primer
That's
lugar.
That's not what it says here.
Eso no es lo que dice
so
aquí.
So there's a process
Hay
going
un proceso
on here.
Que pasa.
What does the process say?
¿Cuál es el proceso que dice?
He says, look at verse 7.
Vea el verso 7.
Blessed are they whose iniquities are what?
Bienaventurados aquellos cuyas iniquidades son qué?
Blessed are those whose sins are what?
Benditos aquellos cuyos pecados son perdonados, cubiertos. ¿Qué dice? ¿Que pecaste o no?
It says you were filled with iniquity.
Dice que pecaste. Dice
your
que
iniquities
tu
were forgiven.
Mundo lleno de iniquidades. Tus iniquidades fueron perdonadas.
Your sins are covered.
Y tus pecados son cubiertos.
Then the judge speaks.
Entonces el juez
and he says,
habla.
I'm not imputing your sin
y dice,
to you.
No te estoy imputando
Listen,
tus pecados. Escucha.
And then when the judge has spoken,
y cuando el juez habló,
I'm not imputing your sin to
no
you.
No te estoy imputando tus pecados.
Then see a forgetfulness.
Y entonces verás. Olvidar.
No, you never did it.
No, nunca lo hiciste.
That's complete.
Y eso es completo.
Isn't it?
¿No es así?
That's a complete work.
Esa es una obra completa.
But that's a complete work of total grace.
Es una obra completa, completa de fe.
Only to the person has this kind of faith.
Solo porque esta persona tuvo este tipo de fe.
The faith he accounts for righteousness.
La fe le contó por justicia.
The faith that no works are included.
La fe donde las obras no son incluidas.
You need me.
Me necesitas.
And you know you need me.
Y sabes que me necesitas.
And you know you have no hope without me.
Y sabes que no tienes fe sin mí.
And there's nothing that you can present.
Y no puedes nada que pueda presentar.
Yourself before me.
Para ponerlo delante de mí.
And that's been the trouble in this message for decades.
Y ese ha sido el problema en este mensaje por décadas.
I'm going to good myself into the rapture.
Me estoy poniendo muy bueno para mí mismo para el rapto.
The rapture's coming, I'm going to clean myself up.
Oh, cuando el rapto venga, me limpiaré a mí mismo.
Things, not do things that I did before.
Haré cosas que no hacer cosas que hice antes.
I'm not going to allow things that I allowed before. Why? Oh, the rapture.
No haré cosas, no me permitiré cosas que me permití antes.
Well, I'll tell you, if that's your mindset.
Esa es tu mentalidad.
You are a fake and a phony and not a real believer.
Eres tonto, mentiroso y no un verdadero creyente.
Because what is real there and what kind
Porque
of faith?
Porque lo que es real ahí.
What in the world do you have that, come on,
¿Y qué
why
tienes?
Were you living the way you were living?
Vamos,
are you a make believer?
¿Por qué estás viviendo la manera
are you
que
an unbeliever?
Soy un creyente manufacturado,
so
soy un crédulo.
Believers.
O somos verdaderos creyentes.
And there's make believing believers.
Y entonces está. Hagamos creyentes que crean.
Okay, so this.
Aquí.
He does not impute our sins.
No imputa nuestros pecados.
But the voice of him who through supreme authority and power has spoken.
Pero la voz de él a través de poder, autoridad y poder.
And none can come
hablado.
Against his declaration.
Y han hecho esta declaración.
Because the revelation given to us in this hour.
Porque la revelación dada a nosotros esta hora.
We know is accounted only to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Es contada ahora a la novia de Jesucristo
the ones
solamente.
Who have eyes to see.
Aquellos que tienen
ones who have ears to hear,
oídos para ver y oídos para
what
oír
the Spirit has spoken to the churches,
lo que el Espíritu ha hablado a las iglesias,
and the faith of Abraham comes
la fe de Abraham viene a ellos
and is activated,
y es activada.
And they say, like Hattie Wright, that's nothing but the truth.
Y ellos dicen como Hattie Wright, eso no es nada más que la verdad.
And I count everything contrary to that word as though it was not. Right? Okay. I'm so sorry. See, I'm get into these places, I'm not even conscious that
oh,
he's here.
Good.
So I...
That's good. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Okay. The ones who have accepted the fullness of the atonement, that's what Brother Branham
aquellos
says.
Aquellos que aceptaron la plenitud de la expiación.
The fullness of the Word of God.
La plenitud de la palabra de Dios.
It is their faith in God.
Es aquella,
who
esa fe
declares
en Dios,
himself.
Quien se declara a sí mismo.
It is their faith in the one who proves his word to the one he gives it to.
Es su fe que declara en aquel que revela su nombre, su fe en el que trabaja.
It is their faith in the one who reveals his name.
Okay. Aquel que prueba su palabra a los que a él les da, quien revela su nombre.
It is their faith in the one who works to fulfill his promise in them.
Es su fe en el que trabaja para cumplir su promesa en ellos.
Okay. Now,
ahora,
young people.
Jóvenes.
Teenagers. You're confronted.
Adolescentes.
You cannot have your mom and dad's faith. You got to have your own.
Son confrontados. Tienen que tener su propia fe, no la de su padre y madre.
When you grow up as children, you say, mom believes and dad believes, so I believe.
Como crecen cuando niños, dicen, mamá y papá creen, yo creo.
And there comes a point in your life.
Y viene un punto en su vida.
When you have to say,
donde tienen
what
que
do
decir,
I believe?
¿Qué creo?
Because I got to believe for myself.
Porque tengo que creer por mí
and
mismo.
And it's this journey of you find God in your own life.
Y esta es tu jornada donde debes encontrar a Dios por ti mismo.
And usually it's through the school of hard knocks.
Y es usualmente por la escuela.
And that's the way it goes.
De la vida.
Before, okay?
Así es como va.
Now we, when we find out,
así que cuando
oh, yeah,
usted
school
encuentra
of hard knocks.
La escuela de la vida.
Yeah.
De los golpes de la vida.
Hard life.
Amen.
Yeah. That's where we learn.
Oh.
So somewhere along this line.
De los puñetazos, de escuela de los puñetazos.
Okay. So what do we learn?
¿Qué aprendemos?
Somewhere along your life.
Algo a lo largo de tu vida.
As God came to Abraham.
Así como Dios le dio a Abraham.
As God came to Noah.
A como Dios le dio a Noé.
And God came to Moses.
Como Dios le dio a Moisés.
And he says, I am God.
Y dijo, yo soy Dios.
I am the one true living God.
Yo soy el verdadero Dios.
Here's my name.
Y aquí está mi nombre.
And this is what I do.
Y esto es lo que hago.
And I'm going to do it in you.
Y lo haré en ti.
And I'm going to prove myself.
Y me probaré a mí mismo.
Because he's going to say to your heart.
Porque te dirá tu corazón.
Trust me.
Confía en mí.
And you're going to say.
Y tú dirás.
I have no place else to go.
No tengo más donde más a donde ir.
There's nothing else I can do.
No hay nada más que pueda hacer.
And you cry out to God and say, I put all my trust in you.
Y clamas a Dios y dices, no, me pongo todo en, a ti.
Okay.
Me deposito en ti.
To the seed of God, Derek.
Ahí está la semilla de Dios.
It's not going to be for everybody.
No
the seed will
para
always
todos.
Say, I have no place to go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Troubles come.
Los problemas vienen.
The world will say, go to the bar.
El mundo te dirá, ve al bar.
Here, take this joint.
Aquí, toma esto.
Try this marijuana.
Esta marihuana.
Come on.
Pruébala.
And the seed of God says, you know.
Y la semilla de Dios dice,
like
¿sabes?
Brother Branham.
Como el hermano Branham.
I'd like to.
Me gustaría.
I want to fit in.
Quiero calzar.
But I can't.
Pero no puedo.
Something inside won't let me.
Algo dentro mío no me deja.
And you'll be tortured.
Y serás torturado.
And miserable.
Y miserable.
But your soul will be happy.
Pero tu alma estará muy feliz.
Says, no, I got to go to my God.
No, tengo que ir
and
a mi
you
Dios.
Find in him,
y encontrar en
you
él.
You know what?
¿Sabes qué?
My God is real.
Mi Dios es real.
My God hears.
Mi Dios escucha.
My God saved this poor soul.
Mi Dios salvó a esta pobre alma.
Okay, are you with me?
Aquí está. ¿Está
okay,
conmigo?
So here we are.
Estamos.
Now verse 9.
Verso 9.
There's another question.
Hay otra pregunta.
Here's another question.
Aquí otra pregunta.
And the question is.
La pregunta es.
Concerning the blessedness.
De acuerdo a las bendiciones.
Of faith.
De fe.
What kind of faith?
¿Qué tipo de fe?
Justifying faith.
Fe justificadora.
What does justifying faith do?
¿Qué es la fe justificadora?
It brings the judge on the scene.
Trae al juez en la escena.
And it says to this faith, you know what? I'm not going to impute your sins.
Y dice, ¿sabes qué? No te imputaré pecado.
So next thing he asks the question,
how
in the world did you get there?
Pregunta, ¿cómo llegaste ahí?
He asks the question, how was it reckoned? Verse 10.
¿Cómo fue reconocida en el verso 10?
Okay. When he was circumcised.
Cuando fue circuncidado.
Okay. How was it given to Abraham?
¿Cómo le fue a Abraham?
Was it given before or after he was circumcised?
¿Fue antes o después de haber sido circuncidado?
Verse 11.
En el verso 11.
This verse is a verse of transition of thought.
Hay un verso de transición de pensamiento.
Verse 11.
Verso 11.
And he received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had been uncircumcised.
Y recibió la circuncisión como señal, como sello de la justicia de la fe que tuvo estando aún incircunciso.
It gets wordy, that he might be the father of all them that believe.
Para que fuese padre de todos los que creyen.
Though they be not circumcised.
Creyentes, no circuncidados.
That righteousness might be imputed to them also.
A fin de que también a ellos la fe que les sea contada por justicia.
Now, transition.
Ahora, la transición.
We have had in our minds being tossed back and forth between works and faith.
La hemos tenido en nuestra mente siendo tirada de entre fe y obra.
Verses 1 through 11.
Del verso del 1 al 11.
Now, in this verse,
ahora, en este verso,
Paul is going to separate totally from anything of the realm of the flesh.
Nos separará completamente de la dimensión de la carne.
And teach us believers to look only to the realms of faith.
Y enseñarnos a los creyentes que miremos a la dimensión de la fe
en
la revelación.
And the works of them, the works of faith and the works of revelation.
Las obras de la fe y las obras de revelación.
Abraham received the sign of circumcision in the flesh.
Abraham recibió la señal de circuncisión en la carne.
As a sign from God.
Como una señal de Dios.
And a seal of the righteousness of the faith that he had.
Como un sello de la justicia de la fe que tenía.
Being yet uncircumcised.
Cuando aún era circunciso.
This fleshly sign in his body was a sign of his fatherhood. Makes sense.
Señal de
Come
su
on.
Paternidad. Vamos.
But that, looking forward,
Pero mirando más adelante,
looking forward
adelante,
from the days of his flesh,
desde los días de su carne,
he would become the father,
se convertiría en el padre,
not of a physical seed,
no de la simiente
carnal, even though it was a physical sign,
aunque haya una
he would
física,
become a father to what? What does it say? All them that what?
Todos ellos que.
So it's going using a physical thing to go to a spiritual thing.
Está yendo de lo físico a lo espiritual.
Are you with me?
Está conmigo.
Okay.
Bien.
Now,
ahora,
he has passed away from any flesh lineage.
Él ha pasado de cualquier linaje carnal.
And any fleshly work.
De cualquier obra
traditions.
Carnal. Tradiciones.
Now he says,
dice,
he is the father of them only that believe.
Pues que está el padre de todos los que creen.
His very faith would be passed down to a people that would believe God.
Su misma fe sería transmitida a un pueblo que
with the same
Dios,
faith that he had.
Con la misma fe que él tenía.
And those to whom this faith was passed down.
Y aquellos a quienes esta fe les fue transmitida.
The father's spiritual genes
los genes
would possess what he possessed and their faith.
Poseerían lo que él
the revelation would be accounted to him for righteousness.
Su revelación le sería contada por justicia.
Verse 12.
Verso 12.
This is the last one, so hold on. My last verse.
Téngase ahí.
Verse 12.
Verso 12.
What is verse 12? And the father of circumcision.
Y el padre de la circuncisión.
Now, what in the world is that?
¿Qué es cosa en el mundo?
He's gone from flesh,
de carne,
okay?
¿Verdad?
Works, faith.
Obras.
Works, faith.
Obras.
What I do, I don't have anything I can do.
Lo que hago,
okay?
No tengo nada que pueda hacer.
So it's not any kind of flesh, it's not any kind of works, it's not any kind of literal seed, it's not kind of anything, it's spiritual.
No es ningún tipo de carne, ninguna carne, ningún tipo de
it's
físico,
spiritual.
Sino espiritual.
There you go. Thank you. He's good, isn't he?
He's good.
So is he good.
He's good, isn't he?
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
Again.
So here we're going. Now he says, makes this strange statement.
Y hace esta extraña declaración.
I'm the father of circumcision.
Soy el padre de la circuncisión.
Does that mean he's the father to the Jews?
¿Acaso significa que él es el padre de los
well,
judíos?
Do the Jews believe?
¿Acaso los judíos
no.
creen?
Then
no.
Then where does that come?
Entonces, ¿de dónde viene?
Okay, now there's something.
Aquí hay algo.
Verse 12. Let's read it.
Veamos.
And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only.
Y padre de la circuncisión para los que solamente son de la circuncisión, sino también.
Well, how does that work?
¿Cómo es obra?
So he's the father of circumcision to the uncircumcised?
¿Él es padre de los circuncisión a los incircuncisos?
Uh-huh.
¿Cómo?
What's he talking about?
¿De qué está hablando?
He's the father of circumcision. Why is he a father of circumcision to somebody who doesn't need circumcision?
¿Cómo siendo padre de circuncisión viene a ser padre de alguien que no necesita circuncisión?
Okay, but who are also walk what? Who walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham.
Sino que también siguen las pisadas de la fe que tuvo nuestro padre Abraham.
So here, aquí, in verse 12, finally you get the answer.
Finalmente tienes la respuesta.
To verse, the question in verse 9.
A la pregunta del verso 9.
That, where does this blessed come from?
¿De dónde viene?
Does it only come to the Jews? Does it come to the Gentiles?
¿Acaso solo viene a los judíos o a los gentiles?
Verse 10, there's another question.
Verso 10, hay otra.
How was it reckoned?
¿Cómo fue contado?
In circumcision or un?
En la circuncisión o no.
In verse 12, we finally get the answer.
En el 12, por fin,
it's those in the faith.
Es a esos en la fe.
Those who walk like he walked, in the same walk.
A esos que
caminan. Well, why are they circumcised?
¿Por qué no son circuncidados?
Uh-huh. So here's the point.
Aquí está el punto.
And this is a critical point, and here's a defining point.
Y aquí hay un punto crítico y definitivo.
Between the faith that justifies, and you're going to recognize it, look around you.
La fe que reconocerás.
Russ, you'll see it everywhere. Okay?
Bendiciones donde sea.
Let me just read it.
Leamos.
Gotta stop. Verse 12. This verse answers the questions of verses 9 and 10.
Este verso responde a la pregunta del 9 y 10.
Does the blessedness of our sin not being imputed to us come to the Jews only?
Esta bendición de nuestro pecado no se nos impute, solo viene a los judíos.
How is the blessedness reckoned?
¿Cómo es la bendición
contada? Or how is this blessedness given out? I want it. I want God to say to me.
Bienaventuranza da, la quiero, quiero.
Hey, kiddo, I don't impute your sins to you. Huh? What wonderful words.
¿Qué palabras maravillosas?
So here he's answering.
Aquí está respondiendo.
How, where does that come from? How does it get to me?
¿Cómo viene a mí?
Okay? He is the father of circumcision not only to the Jews but to the Gentiles.
Él es padre de la circuncisión no solo a los judíos sino a los gentiles.
In fact, he is the father of circumcision to those who walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham that he had before he was circumcised.
Incluso él es el padre de los circuncisos incluso antes de que fuese circuncidado.
Now I mentioned.
Ahora menciono.
That Paul turned a corner.
Que Pablo giró de un giro aquí.
Turning away from any flesh realm.
Lejos de cualquier reino carnal.
Into a spiritual realm.
Hacia el reino espiritual.
So what in the world does it mean when he says he's the father of circumcision?
¿Qué quiere decir cuando dice que él es el padre de la circuncisión?
He's the father of them.
Padre de
that
ellos.
Believe.
¿Qué
he's the father of circumcision.
Padre de la circuncisión.
What in the world is meant by this?
¿Qué quiere decir esto?
Because we know that circumcision of the flesh has no avail to any true believer.
Porque sabemos que la circuncisión de la carne no tiene ningún.
But we also know that he wrote earlier in chapter 2, verse 29,
en el verso
and 28 and 29, 28. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly.
22:28.
Neither is that circumcision with which is outward in the flesh.
Ni es la circuncisión la que se hace exteriormente
en la carne.
He is
a Jew which is one inwardly.
Sino que es judío el que lo es.
And circumcision is that of the flesh.
Y la circuncisión es la del corazón.
Okay. And of the heart.
No de la carne, sino
where?
Del corazón.
Where?
¿Dónde?
In the what?
En el qué?
What have we been talking about? What did Brother Branham talk? Listen, do you realize the gift of what we have for the light of this day?
¿Se da cuenta que regalo tenemos de la luz?
Here is the father of our faith.
Aquí está el padre de nuestra
Here is that faith seed coming down
semilla de fe,
through this abajo, message,
a través de
through
mensaje,
this prophet,
a través de este
coming
profeta,
to the bride.
Viniendo a la novia,
it says you must separate.
Y dice, debe separar,
you must clean, you must circumcise your heart. You must circumcise the extra flesh.
Circuncidar la carne
you must
extra.
Circumcise, right, your heart.
Tu corazón.
Where circumcision, okay, is in the heart. In the spirit,
corazón,
and not of the letter,
no de la letra,
whose praise is not of men.
alabanza
no viene de los This is not a man work.
Porque no es obra
This is not a ministry work.
No es una obra
This is only a God work, period.
Es una obra de Dios, punto.
God comes to you and says,
Dios viene a ti y dice,
all right, we're going to start separating.
Empezaremos
This,
a
listen,
esto,
the true faith,
la fe verdadera,
the true faith
la fe verdadera,
that says, I will not impute your sins to you.
Dice, no te imputaré pecado a ti.
The true faith
la fe verdadera,
that says,
dice,
your faith is counted for righteousness,
la fe es contada por justicia,
is the only faith in this world es, that circumcises your human spirit.
Es la única fe que circuncisa tu espíritu humano.
Where else do you find that outside of this message?
¿Dónde más encuentras eso fuera de
Where else?
¿Dónde más?
Where do you see? Go out.
¿Dónde lo ves?
Come on.
Ve, sal. Vamos.
Go to the mega churches. Turn your TV set. Turn on your phone. Turn on your thing and go look.
La TV, el teléfono.
Okay.
Mira.
Oh, they worship. Oh, they praise.
Ellos alaban.
In their tight leggings and high heels and makeup, right?
Y ellas están apretujadas de las piernas usando
And the men and their tattoos and their piercings and everything else.
Y los hombres tatuajes.
But there's a faith in this day through this message that says this will circumcise your heart. This will clean you up. This is going to separate your thoughts from my thoughts. Right? This is going to say you can't have your thoughts. You can only have my thoughts. This is the faith that separates and here is the one. Right here. Right in the word. As Brother Branham says, here's the one that God says I will not impute my sin. Hey, who else in the world has a father of circumcision?
¿Quién más en el mundo es el padre de circuncisión?
And that, through that faith coming down,
y a través de esa fe
that
viniendo,
faith
esa fe
is circumcising
es
faith.
Fe circuncidadora.
That faith is separating faith. Now,
esa fe separadora.
Okay,
ahora.
We got it. Romans 2, 28, 29. Colossians.
Tenemos. Ahora vamos a
2.
10
and 11.
Del 10 al 11.
Okay. And you are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power.
Y vosotros estáis completos en él, que es la cabeza de todo principado y potestad.
In whom you are circumcised with a circumcision, made without hands.
En quien también sois circuncidados con la circuncisión.
In putting of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
Al poner el cuerpo de los pecados de la carne por circuncisión de Cristo.
Again,
nuevamente,
the question
la pregunta,
of where. And how
¿De
the blessedness of having our sins not imputed to us is granted.
De no tener nuestros pecados, de tener imputados.
It's granted to those who walk pecados. In the steps of that faith.
Es caminando a través
of our father Abraham,
los pasos de esa fe,
who is the father of circumcision.
Que también es el padre de la circuncisión.
Father of circumcision. What in the world?
Padre de la circuncisión. ¿Qué cosa?
Now we understand.
Ahora entendemos.
Well, this is the faith that circumcises.
Que circuncida.
Russ, have you ever heard any faith out there anywhere in the world? Go through all your charismatic friends, all of your big associates. Listen, does anybody have one that circumcises the human spirit from the soul? None. Why? They don't have that faith. It's a different kind of faith. What did we start out with? It's a different kind
Porque
of faith. This isn't Pentecostal faith.
Faith.
It isn't charismatic faith.
No,
this is a faith that comes the word. What kind of word? The word that justifies.
La palabra justifica.
The word that says your works don't count for nothing.
La palabra dice,
the word that says come to me empty handed.
La palabra dice,
the word says I'll do it all.
Con manos vacías, yo lo
right?
Hago.
The word that says, I'm not going to impute your sins to you.
La palabra dice, no te imputaré
el pecado. He says, I need this faith.
Y dice, necesito
and the faith comes.
La
next fe thing you know, it's tearing me apart.
Y dice, me
he says, I got to get rid of my conscience. I got to get rid of my thinking.
Amen.
Right? It's circumcising faith.
Es una fe circuncisada.
Where do you see this kind of faith anywhere else in the world?
¿Dónde la ves en este tipo de fe en el mundo?
Now, do you have this faith because it's working in you doing these things? This is awesome. It's all in the Word, brothers. Brother Branham was the Word prophet. Do you see how perfect this message is? Word upon word upon word.
Palabra sobre palabra sobre palabra.
This is the faith that circumcises the heart. This is the only faith that does. This is circumcising faith. Hebrews. Oh. Never meant more to me than it does today. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick.
Porque la palabra de
and
Dios
powerful,
es fuerte,
sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing, even to the dividing of the sunder of soul and what?
Hasta la mitad. El alma y que el espíritu.
The word came.
La palabra vino.
The word was this word.
Esta palabra,
this faith.
Esta fe.
Circumcising faith. The father of circumcision came to you.
El padre de circuncisión.
He said, you know what?
Dijo,
you're able to take it. I'm going to separate your spirit from your soul. Why was that even necessary?
¿Por qué fue esto necesario?
Russ, I'm going to ask you a question. Out in your charismatic circles, would that even make sense to anybody?
¿Acaso esto tendría algo
they wouldn't sentido? Even know what you're talking
ellos no
about,
sabrían,
would they?
Lo que estás hablando.
But it does to you.
Pero lo hace
because it's happening. That's why it means
pasando.
Something to you.
Eso es
because you have the gift
porque
of the faith. Of the faith seed of Abraham.
De la semilla de fe de Abraham.
Isn't this phenomenal?
No
do you know that all of this is right here?
Eso está justo
it's right
aquí.
There in the Word. It's exactly what he preached. It's exactly how we've been taught.
Es como
this word perfect.
Esta palabra es perfecta.
Father of circumcision. Who would have ever understood such a thing?
¿Quién había entendido tal cosa?
Tell me what word.
Dígame qué palabra.
What revelation.
¿Qué revelación?
Divides between the soul and the spirit like this end time revelation.
Divide entre el alma y el espíritu como esta revelación del tiempo del fin.
What word?
¿Qué palabra?
What revelation?
¿Qué revelación?
Circumcises the fleshly.
Circuncida lo carnal.
Outward regions of the human spirit.
Fuera de las regiones humanas.
From the inward regions of the soul.
A las regiones internas del alma.
Question.
Pregunta.
Do you know how Brother Branham talks about Pentecostal deception? Oh, I got blood in my hands. And what does he call them? These are very spiritual things. Carnal what? Carnal impersonations. Why? Of the mind. Carnal. Outward. Circumcision. Their faith cannot be circumcised, but your faith is being circumcised. Do you see how you're dividing? Look, Brother Russ, it's right there. All in the Word of God.
Está ahí, hermano Rosa, en la palabra de Dios.
Take that and share it with all those people. There's somebody that's got to hear, brother. Some people are going to hear this and they'll see, oh my God, where was I? Oh my God, what kind of faith did I have? Oh my God, was it the faith of flesh? Oh my God, I thought I was justifying faith. Oh, God didn't say to me because I didn't have this kind of faith. I didn't have the faith where I could hear the voice of God say, you're sinless, spotless. And here it is. It's all perfect in the Word of God.
Todo perfecto en la palabra de Dios.
Man, I love this.
Hombre, yo amo
I
esto.
Love to see how perfect His Word is.
Amo cómo es perfecta su palabra.
Okay.
Muy bien.
This end-time revelation
esta revelación
of this hour
esta hora
is the very faith of Abraham.
Es la fe mismísima de Abraham.
Did not Abraham's faith or circumcise his heart?
¿Acaso la fe de Abraham no circuncidó su corazón?
Think of this. His own faith that he had to circumcise, it had to divide. I cannot listen to my conscience. I cannot listen to my reason. Come on, because what does my conscience and my reasoning and my memories? I'm getting old. Everything in this realm fights against the word. So Abraham's faith that he had circumcised his own soul from the spirit. That's why when the prophet was yet young, 1937, this is me. But the Lord said to God, he said, you know what, son, I'm going to take you farther. But we're going to do some separating here. There's going to be a circumcision. And I'm going to tell you what, it hurts. It hurts.
Duele.
But it's going to move you to that inside man. Because there has to be a circumcision between your human spirit and your soul. Circumcision of the heart. Father of circumcision. I could just scream. I'm so happy. Do you know what you have? Listen, do you know what's been gifted you?
Escucha, ¿sabe qué te
do you know
dado?
What you possess in your heart,
¿sabes
Josh?
Que posees en
do you know
corazón?
How much he loves you, son?
¿Sabes cuánto él te ama, hijo?
Do you know how much you mean to him,
¿sabes cuánto
Daniel?
Significas huh? Para él?
Look at what he's done. Look at where he's given you. Look what he's brought you.
Ha hecho, lo que te ha dado.
Tell me that is an amazing grace.
Dígame si eso no es sublime gracia.
Okay. Oh, did not Abraham's faith circumcise his own heart?
¿Acaso la fe de Abraham no circuncidó su propio corazón?
Did he not have to completely cut off all control and influence of his human spirit?
¿No tuvo que cortar por completo todo control e influencia de su espíritu humano?
What was not his own heart then circumcised by God?
¿Por qué entonces su propio corazón no fue circuncidado por
right?
Dios?
¿Verdad? As were the hearts of Noah.
¿Cómo estaba el corazón de Noé?
And Moses.
Y Moisés.
And Joseph.
Y José.
And Jacob.
Y Jacob.
And David.
Y David.
And Elijah.
Y Elías.
And Lanel.
Y Lanel.
And Patricia.
Y Patricia.
And Janelle.
Y Janelle.
And Mary.
Y María.
And Marianne.
Y Marianne.
Yeah. Isabel.
Isabel.
Come on.
Vamos.
Isn't he wonderful?
¿No es hermoso?
All every great man of God.
Todo hombre grandioso.
He had to put
Dios.
Them in a position.
Le pondré en una posición.
On purpose. Where they had to deny every single thing this realm told
que negar cualquier cosa de este mundo.
Well, he's still working that because this is hard.
Oh, bueno, él está orando todavía.
You work in this realm every day, don't you? How many hours a day?
Está yeah. Trabajando en este
dimensión. And then all
¿verdad?
Of a sudden the Spirit comes and says, now separate from all of that.
Y entonces viene el Espíritu y dice, no, sepárate de todo eso.
Yeah. Computers are incredible.
Las computadoras son
working
increíbles.
For a definite result.
Orando para un resultado uh-huh. Definitivo.
But when it comes to the Lord, now I got to cut everything off I'm doing 12 hours a day and separate.
Al no, Señor, no debo
it's my spirit.
Todo. 12 horas al
bringing
día.
You into a different realm.
Trayéndote a un reino distinto.
But you know what?
Pero sabes
you're
qué?
Made for this day.
Fuiste hecho para este
he
día.
Made you to do this.
Él te ha hecho para este, yeah. Hacer esto.
He made you. You're gonna, you know, Josh, look at how many plates you got spinning
so, mira,
today. 24 at once? You got to keep them all going, don't you?
¿Cuántos, lugares
he made you for this, Josh.
Josh
and he says, you know what?
Eso.
There's my son. He's going to overcome.
Mi hijo vencerá.
It's in his DNA.
Está en su ADN.
I made him that way.
Yo lo hice de esa manera.
Because my, the porque father of circumcision is
el padre
here.
De la circuncisión.
He's in there.
Está ahí, está aquí.
And he's doing it.
Y lo está haciendo.
Yeah. Truly. Abraham is the father of circumcision.
Es el padre de la circuncisión.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amazing grace. Come on, musicians. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, bless your heart, honey. That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, how do we get clear up there? Let's go down a few. Yeah, more comfortable. Stand up with me, would you please? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Why do you hear? Because it was given to you before the foundation of the world to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Why do you have this? Because you're the royal seed, the faith seed. The faith seed that Abraham had. because God gave it to him and God passed it down through that father. Now he's giving it down to you and he says, there's my kids. Do you know how I can tell what's in their cart? The faith that's inside of them. And guess what? It's a circumcising faith. Find any place else in the world that has a circumcising faith, like the faith of this hour, the faith of this message. Blessed be the name of the Lord. First verse, one more time. Those words are just too precious. May grace how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Truly thankful for this hour and this time that you have provided us your light, Father. Thank you for the opening of your word and your seals, Father. Thank you for sending your prophet, Father. Thank you for igniting your light in our hearts, Father. Thank you, Father, for explaining more and more of your word to us. For cleansing us, Father, for dividing the spirit and the soul, Father, and telling us to impute our sins, Father. I'm truly thankful, Lord, because you're working in us, separating us for all those deceiving things that are around the world, keeping you, keeping us. Help us, Lord, to express Jesus Christ in present tense, Father. We lay our lives in your hands, Father. We know that everything is by a purpose. But we're living. We know, Father, you have the control of our lives. We just lay it to you, Father. Help us to understand more and more of your spiritual realm, to live in that spiritual realm, to be sensitive to your word, to know what you want from us, how you want us to help others. Stay quiet when we have and talk when we have. Help us, Lord. May you grant healing to the one who needs it, Lord. And when we need, this person will give you the glory. You know, Father, you're working on your people, and you'll bring to your church those who will be saved, Father. We ask these things and many more in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters, I just feel led to. I know this was heavy today. And I know it was word by word, verse by verse. I also know it's not quickened to you. But it needs to be. So I'm going to ask you. Take this home, please. Spend time. And this is the most critical thing for us now at this time. Spend time with your Lord. Spend time. Take time. Spend time in this word. Take these verses. Just take them in prayer one at a time. Please. Please. Take time. Take time in the Word. Go to Him. Don't be afraid. Please. Don't get discouraged. Just trust Him. Because like everything else that we have been talking about lately, what have we been saying over and over? Patricia comes in here. Now is the time. This is the time for this. This is the time. This is the time. Things that we have been waiting for decades to see, we're seeing. Okay? Please don't fear. Please don't be afraid. Please trust Him with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but go. And I'm going to make an offer, and especially, I have these notes that I poured over in my heart to the Spirit. You don't need them, you need the Lord. But if you want them, if it will help you, I'll send them to you. You let me know. If you'd like to go through them, because I just have those first 12 verses, you can say, what in the world was that guy talking about? You can spend time, okay, spend time with the Lord and say, Lord, please, you speak to me. You open this up to me. Okay, you've been given a faith by grace. It's the faith of Abraham that identifies you as his very child. And that faith, okay, is not of any works that you've done or could do. It's simply by grace, and you recognize it. And he says, son, daughter, I'm not going to impute your sin. And he says, guess what? I'm going to prove I'm not imputing your sin. Now listen to this. I'm going to prove I'm not imputing your sin because I'm going to come in and work. I'm going to do that. I'm going to show myself in your life as the father of circumcision. Oh, Lord, look what you're doing. See, I told you you had it. Here's proof. You with me? Don't get discouraged. I know this is heavy. It's not meant to be. It's not complicated. But I know it's not quickened. I also know He will. Trust Him. Okay. Go to Him. Lean on Him. Spend time with Him. Pray without ceasing. There's nothing more important in the world right now than your walk with God. Nothing. There's nothing more important than your relationship, your communion, your fellowship, that He, as your Father, your true Father, your Heavenly Father, will speak His word into your heart and open it up and bring it to life, and you become this living word. God bless you all. Amen.